listening to CJLO News. Thursday, June 19th, a group of protesters outside the De l'Église station in Verdun were raising awareness about accessibility in the metro system. Elected officials, community groups, and everyday commuters were demanding the provincial government finance the accessible adaptation of more stations. Less than half of Montreal's metro stations are currently accessible, fitted with elevators and ramps for those with mobility issues. In Verdun neighborhood, none of the metros are accessible. Here is Jérôme Saunier, a man who was attending the protest.
You have to wheel yourself for kilometers to reach an accessible station, and so that's tiring and that's unfair. People can access any station they want because they have two legs. I don't have legs, so I can't.
Back in March, Quebec's CAQ government announced they would be slashing $258 million from funding public transit maintenance over the next 3 years. Alejandra Zanda Mendez is the MNA for Verdun. She was attending the protest and had this to say about the situation.
Where we have families, especially that sometimes we have two kids, it's more hard for them to take the metro for Verdun. If the nearest accessible station is in Lyon-El-Groulx, you need to take either one bus or two buses, so it takes more time. And people that have to go to work with disabilities, they're unable to do so. Users from the CLSC, users from the Verdun hospital, they cannot come to their appointments using public transportation because they don't have the access to an accessible site.
The STM, Montreal's Transit Authority, has committed to adapting 10 more metro stations to be accessible by 2030, but this was before transit funding cuts from the province. With files from Zach Dutra, I'm Adam Innes for the Local Journalism Initiative.
Good Good afternoon. How you doing? Welcome to Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. It is 1:04 p.m. and it is in the middle of a stupid heat wave. It's a stupid heat wave and my brain doesn't work and I can't sleep. And we're feeling good because that what you just heard was a vocal demo of the song Telstar by Joe Meek, which if you've never heard the like finished version of that song but with the tornadoes and stuff, one of the most beautiful triumphant riffs that you could ever hear on what sounds like one of the, I think it's like from the 50s, but it sounds like a synthesizer. Great stuff. Joe Meek, official mascot of Weirdo Rippers, though we don't endorse him shooting that woman. That was very bad of him. Anyways, today I got a lot of fun stuff. I got three distinct sections. I had fun doing three little distinct sections, 2 weeks ago? Or was it at a certain point? Anyways, I think I'm going to structure my radio hours like that from now on. And it's going to be an eclectic one, I guess, today. First up, we got a couple of jazz tracks from, I guess, the freakier, weirder side of jazz. First up, we got a song called Yarian Michi by the late drummer Louis Moholo Moholo, South African drummer who just passed away earlier this month. Great all over the place track from, I believe, 2021 here. And after that, we got a song by Jerusalem in My Heart. This is a Montreal guy, Radwan Ghazi Moumet, who I just got to speak to the other night because I saw him open for Sanam, who are an incredible band from Beirut that I got to see, last Saturday. I got to speak to this guy. He's also the owner of Hotel to Tango, the venue. And this is a really crazy all over the place track with him with a lot of Persian instrumentation on it. Love this stuff. So we're gonna dive right into that. Next, here's Yarian Michi by Louis Moholo Moholo on Weirdo Rippers on 6090 AM CJLO.
Thank you. la 39e édition du Festival international Nuit d'Afrique, présenté par TD, vous invite au plus grand rendez-vous des musiques du monde, du 8 au 20 juillet. Pendant 13 jours, Montréal dansera et chantera au rythme d'Afrique, des Antilles et d'Amérique latine. Programmation et billetterie sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Gotta love and add that dates itself. You should know that was made in 2021. Speaking of dates, though, did you know that 34 years ago Yugoslavia broke up, and 47 years ago the rainbow flag was flown for the first time as a symbol of LGBTQ rights? I think that's kind of cool. Next little section we got going on is what I have deemed the ambient pop section of today, because I am very sleepy. I think this the heat's got everyone a little sleepy today. And Moom put out a new single. Is it Mum or Moom? It's got an accent on the U. I've never known how to say that. But Icelandic band M-U with an apostrophe, M, who made some of the best music of the early 2000s, in my opinion, have a new single. They're breaking like a 15-year hiatus by putting this out. And it's called Mild at Heart, and that's the next song I'm going to play. After that, we got Dust by You'll Never Get to Heaven, who are from London, Ontario, ambient pop duo there. Then we got Spring off the latest Marius Somerville album, which came out, 2 months ago? Without a doubt, one of my favorite releases of the year so far. I've been listening to this a lot, especially at night. A fantastic nighttime music, and even though it's called Spring, I guess we're lamenting that spring is over, and now we're thrust directly into the heat wave. And after that, we got a song called Our Relativity by Lucy Gooch. This is the ambient pop section I hope you enjoy. It's going to get nice and calm after that wild, delay-heavy jazz stuff there. But man, that first song by Lewis Mahola Mahola. I love the way it like spawns out of nothing. It's like starts out as a very abstract jazz piece and really becomes a song in like the last quarter. I love how that goes. Anyways, you're listening to Weirdo Rippers. This is about to be a few ambient pop songs on CJLO 1690 AM. Yippee. Thank you.
For a time in the night, all night.
What you just heard was Our Relativity by Lucy Gooch. This album came out exactly a week ago. Love that little noise passage in the middle. The song transforms. I like songs that transform. It seems to be a theme today by accident. Before that was the song Spring by Marius Somerville. Please listen to that record more. The album is called Luster. It came out about 2 months ago, and it is incredible. Up next, third section today, we got noise rock, noise pop, kinda. All these songs have some happiness, some joy, some bounce to them. First up is, okay, a song I've probably been wanting to play as long as I've had a radio show. It's the song Smothered in Hugs by Guided by Voices. For whatever reason, this song has resonated with me. I mean, Guided by Voices in general is like a phase I've been in since probably February. This is like by far my most listened to band of the year so far. And the song Smothered in Hugs in particular has stood out to me as one that was particularly resonant with exactly how like three, in my like insomniac phase, this was the song. And after that, we got pretty much a Canadian spin on that Guided by Voices sound, which is the song Searching for You by Weird Nightmare, who is the lead singer of the band Metz. Afterwards, we got the song It Will Get Worse by Lifeguard from their new album Ripped and Torn. This is a debut album from a new British noise rock band that is getting some buzz, maybe not a lot. I don't really know. I don't know how to gauge buzz, but I like this record. I really like this song. I find band photos of these guys, they look like people I don't want to hang out with, and I don't know why I feel that way, but I really like the music. Anyways, that's what I got lined up here. You're listening to Weirdo Rippers. Here's a little noise rock or noise pop section, whatever you want to call it, on 6090 AM CJLO.
Now.
I was originally going to play something completely different next, but I am enjoying this sort of other spectrum of slightly artsy pop music, which is the noise tip instead, completely flipped from the ambient, really gentle, sleepy stuff I was playing earlier. Good. So here's two more on this tip. It's the song "Follow" by Eric's Trip. You know these people, Canadian Maritimers. Lo-fi rock people love this stuff. Okay, and then next we got the song "Jesus the Clockwork" by Psycho and the Birds. This is an offshoot of Guided by Voice. This is another Bob Pollard band. A lot more poppy, less noise, more pop, extremely lo-fi and very GBV fashion. The whole song recorded through tin can, but it's beautiful vibe that they usually go for. Here's more.
Yeah. CJLO is proud to present Initial Shock, Montreal's noise festival, featuring artists such as Mass Marriage, Deaf Neil, Apologist, Matriarch, Anne F. Jacques, Taskmaster, and many more. Initial Shock takes place on July 5th at La Sauterenia and July 6th at Petit Ours. Advance tickets available now at initialshock.screamandrive.com. Proudly presented by CJLO.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 till 8 on CJLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
Man, I don't. It doesn't matter how many times I hear that noise festival ad scares me. I'm wearing headphones. I forget how loud it is, and I can't imagine what that sounds like over AM radio. Anyways, the last two songs I just heard were "Follow" by Eric Stripp and "Jesus the Clockwork" by Psycho and the Birds. More little noise rock situation for this really hot day. For me, this is very much hot day music. And we're in the middle of this big, stupid heat wave. The final song I'm going to play for you today is completely unrelated to anything else I have played today. Bandcamp spit this at me, and I thought, huh? I don't know what to do with this, but I like it very much. It is the song Caravan by Pucho Roelens, off this new compilation tape by a guy who's apparently an Italian composer named Gabriele Pozzo. It's called Ritmo Italiano. Is the name of the compilation, and it's all this strange Italian dance music under the name Italian Tamburo. So here's the song Caravan. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoy this kind of weird alien groove from Italy. On 1690 AM, CJLO! Thank you so much. Remember to hug people that you love and stuff.
An invisible world circulates in another dimension. Passengers of another time dimensions.
This is